From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Filling your prescription for freedom from the Crossbreed Holster Studios in hundreds of cities. True statement. Great to be here with you today. Hey, on Wednesdays, you can catch me on the Captain's America Third Watch at 5.05 a.m. Eastern Time, 2.05 a.m. Pacific Time. You can do the math in between wherever you happen to be. Lots of people up listening to the radio at that time. Captain's got a great show. Captain's America Third Watch. You can catch me on Wednesdays, 5.05 a.m. Eastern, 2.05 a.m. Pacific. Also on Tuesdays for 2A Tuesday, I'm on with, and this is always fun, Curt Schilling, Major League Baseball great Curt Schilling. He's a good friend. And I got to tell you, we have a lot of fun together. We can open up a little bit because of the format of the program. And you got some internet going on, which means we can say things that we couldn't normally say. We can get a little bit more colorful. And we do, you know, not huge, but we can get a little bit more colorful than we can over the nation's airwaves. We don't have to worry about the FCC getting us in any trouble. So the conversation tends to go in some directions that it might not go to over these broadcast airwaves. So it's a lot of fun. And Curt, you know, he makes no bones about it. The program, Curt Schilling, Whatever It Takes with Curt Schilling. You can check it out and you can listen at Breitbart.com. Every Tuesday, I'm on at 9:20 Eastern, 6:20 Pacific. Whatever It Takes with Curt Schilling. And pop over to Breitbart.com and you'll see the box right there. Just click it and the player will pop up for you and you can listen to us. AWR is on every week on Tuesdays as well, so you get a double dose. It's a great time. So if you enjoyed the program, you're listening to the last couple hours of the show, excuse me, wow. Oh, let me get some water because I have some here. I apologize for the sign. Those of you who don't like the sign. I had a guy try to get me fired one time. Seriously, he did. He tried to get me fired because I had my firearm on me in the building, if you will, in the building. And it was not, you know, wasn't supposed to have in the building because the building was marked no guns. Well, that wasn't true, but that was about 8 years ago. Didn't go over too well for him. Too bad. Hold on, let me get a drink of water. I love to do that. And I love when you write and tell me that you love when I do that, too. No food or drink in studio. Let me get some water. John Lott killed it in hour one. Great conversation with John Lott. He followed, of course, the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan is one of a kind. He is an American. Both of these men are. American treasure. They really, truly are national treasure. The Second Amendment wouldn't be what it is or where it is today without either of these men doing what they do. The left, John confounds the left every time he opens his mouth. You heard him. If you missed it, I'll just kind of paraphrase. Bloomberg won't have anything. They're not allowed. None of Bloomberg's operations are allowed to mention John Lott by name. They scrub it. Because he defeats him at every twist and turn. They cannot refute his numbers. He's built a web of lies, a corporate structure of lies. Of lies, for lies, on lies. And John Lott blows it all out of the water. They can't compete. There are gun grabbers out there who will not appear with him on a split screen. Nope, they insist on coming on a program after John because they cannot compete with his intellect. They can't. It's fun to watch. John was a tremendous amount of fun in hour number one, as was Alan Gottlieb. We get great information from them. We spoke with Alan a little bit about the implications / ramifications of the Virginia elections. We're going to talk with Neil McCabe and Andy Hoosier about that coming up in just a few minutes. So if you were listening to the first hour, I hope you enjoyed it. If not, go back and get it on the podcast. It'll be up tomorrow. Those of you who were tuned into The Walking Dead, welcome back to the program. Great to have you here. And I hope the rest of you weren't watching football today. I hope you turned it off. I hope you're sick of it. I hope you never go back. And I hope people's salaries get impacted at the National Football League. Utter disgrace. Complete and total disgrace. I turned it off last season. Haven't watched a lick of it. Don't care. And won't ever again. I have forgotten about it, quite frankly, except when I tell you to make sure you do the same and just Just cut it off. Get rid of it. Turn it off. End it. You will be thrilled to have your Sundays back. You'll think, wow, look how stupid I was driving around with these teams' flags hanging off my car. I look like an idiot. Yeah, you do. Grown man. End it. Go be a fan of baseball or something, okay? And get off these clowns. Multiple arrests just this past week, again. NFL, the ballers, right? Yeah. Beating up their wives and everything else. These are the kids you want your kids to look up to? I don't think so. I don't think so. But they're killing themselves, and it's great to see. It really is. And it couldn't happen to a better group of people who can show so much disrespect, and the league management itself allows it to go on. What does it have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns because it is the same ideology that's coming after our gun rights. Oh, and did I mention the 49ers dumping $500,000 into attacking your constitutional right to bear arms? It's all tied together, folks. It's all tied together. Turn it off. Get your Sundays back. Grill something. Read a book. Spend some time with your kids. Quit giving them your hard-earned dollars. I know how much season tickets are. I was a 10-year license holder in the club seats. I wasn't up in the fourth level. I was in the club seats. Some of the most expensive seats in the stadium. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I know all about it. 10-year license holder. Turn it off. You know what you can do with that money? A heck of a lot more than you can wasting it on those clowns. Veterans wear uniforms. NFL players wear costumes. Turn them off. This hour, going to be a good one. Andy Hoosier, KQAM, the voice of reason, Wichita's big talker, and great Armed American Radio Daily Defense and Armed American Radio Monster Cast show affiliate up in Wichita on the big talker. Andy Hoosier, how you doing?
And it's great to be with you on Sunday night on the Monster Broadcast.
Ooh, I don't think you've been on the Monster Broadcast, have you?
One time.
One time, that's right. It's been a while, though. It's been a while. Great to have you here in the seat. We're going to cover a whole lot of ground with you. Hang tight, because guess what? Neil McCabe from BigLeaguePolitics.com, from BigLeaguePolitics.com, is here with us also. Neil, how the heck are you?
Hey, Mackie. You know what you could do with that season ticket money? You could buy yourself a boat.
I did. But you knew that. That wasn't a guess. But it's true. It's true. I mean, when you think about how much money the NFL sucks out of people's wallets, and to think that I gave that money. Look, I had a great time. I watched some fantastic football. That was back when Warren Sapp and Brett Favre were going at it. I was able to see some amazing things. All right? Detroit Lions, Barry Sanders used to run for 275 yards and set NFL records every time they came to town and played the Bucs. I got to watch Derek Brooks. I was involved with the Super Bowl. I got to watch some great stuff, and I saw it at a great time. It's not the same anymore.
Listen, I mean, after church, I'd turn it on. I'd watch the pregame. I'd watch the 1 o'clock. I'd watch the 4 o'clock. I'd watch whatever they put in the middle, and then they got a Sunday night game. I mean, it was all NFL for me, and you're absolutely right. It's great to have your Sunday back.
And you do. Yeah, look at what you can do. You can go shooting. You can do other. Oh, my gosh. I got so much work done around AAR Ranch, and I've never missed. What do they call it? A down? Oh, yeah, I forget. Is that what it is? A hike or something like that? I've never missed a hut. Andy, you talk about this on The Voice of Reason.
That's the one where they can't touch the ball with their hands, right? Yeah. No, I tell you what.
I think so.
No, on Sundays, actually, you know, you're right. I haven't watched an entire game at all, a single minute of it this entire season. Actually, when I get the opportunity to, my big sport right now, man, is Bellator and MMA.
You know, a lot of people are digging the MMA. I watch some of it. I just can't seem to. There's too much pay-per-view stuff, man, for that, right?
The only guy you need to follow is Conor McGregor. Everything else is just kind of behind the scenes there. It's all right.
Well, I met him in Vegas, so I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah. Met him in Vegas. He was at a SHOT Show a couple years ago, if I'm not mistaken. I believe it was. Neil, do you watch any MMA?
Not really, but I have been involved in the Army. We call it combatives, which is, it's kind of the same moves, kind of the same language. And I've trained on it. I've done it. And I've also sort of I've produced matches for Best Warrior competitions. And we brought the media in. And every time I bring the reporters in to watch it, they all tell me, okay, I can only stay for a few minutes. And they end up staying for all the matches. And it's really exciting, especially when you see it up front.
Interesting. Hey, Neil, I got to stop you. That music means we're getting ready to take a break. But I was just going to say, you live in and around D.C. All you got to do is walk a few of those streets at night, and you can see all the matches, MMA matches you want. Ooh, it's a rough town. We'll be back. Neil McKay, Big League Politics, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, right after this. Don't go away.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You do whatever it takes to protect your family, but one simple mistake could land you with a mountain of legal fees, a lifetime behind bars, or worse. Owning a gun for protection shouldn't be intimidating, overwhelming, or confusing. Heck, it's your right. That's why I've joined forces with the USCCA to give my listeners their complete concealed carry and family defense guide 100% free. It's 164 pages of life-saving information you can't find anywhere else. Your free guide will help you understand confusing gun laws, responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, train for real-life scenarios, survive the murky waters of the legal system, and so much more. Get everything you need to know from the experts in one convenient place. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to begin your simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. And if you hurry, you'll also get the complete audio version and bonus home defense checklist 100% free. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now for free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeThereProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeThereProtector.com. That's BeThereProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yes, you are, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, coast to coast, hundreds of cities, hundreds of stations, all over the place. We're everywhere. Before I get started again, we've got a lot to talk about. We'll talk about some medical marijuana. I get this email a lot, medical marijuana. Hey, Mark, you know, I was talking about states that do this. What's the rules? What's going on there? I'm going to go there. I'm going to read you something from the ATF. You're going to find it fascinating. Most of you probably don't know what's out there, but I'm going to give it to you. That's why you're listening. But before I do that, please head over to armedandresponsible.com, please, as a gun owner. You need to know this information. If you're not a gun owner, if you're thinking about it, owning a gun shouldn't be confusing. It shouldn't be frustrating. It's your right to do so. We can help you along. That's what we do here. Education, information, and entertainment for responsibly armed Americans. The 164 2017 Concealed Carry Guide is out, plus the Home Defense Checklist. It is 100% free. I'm giving this stuff to you. 164 pages of experts. The material in this, I'm telling you, it's a book. We're giving it to you. It's in PDF form. There's also the audio that I did for you and recorded. If you're a commercial driver, if you're just driving for work, whatever the case may be, maybe you drive a lot. Maybe you don't want to read. Maybe you want to listen to it. Great stuff. I did the audio for you. You can listen to it. It's all there for you at armedandresponsible.com. And I'm going to give you a little personal note here. Very few, handful of people have had trouble with their browsers talking to the download, however that works. Here's what I want you to do. Send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I will personally send you a link to get you what you need. I will personally respond. Just responded to another one at about 4 o'clock this morning. Yeah, I know. I don't know what I was up either, but I was. Armedandresponsible.com. Go get it. We're giving you the home defense checklist for free with it. All right, Andy Hoosier, welcome back to the program, brother. Great to have you here.
I love being on here, Mark.
Neil McCabe, BigLeaguePolitics.com, BigLeaguePolitics.com. Neil, always a pleasure, man.
Locked and cocked, Mark.
We're going to get to Virginia with you. We're going to get to what's going on inside the Beltway with you in just a few minutes. But, Neil, I know you've probably seen this or heard this question. And, Andy, I don't know if you have or not, but I get emails from time to time. Hey, you know, medical marijuana use, states are passing laws. What's up with that? How does it affect my ability to own a firearm? Let me answer that question. Open letter to all federal firearms licensees. This is from the ATF. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Expletives. I call them expletives, but they say explosives. Has received a number of inquiries regarding the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes and its applicability to federal firearms laws. The purpose of this open letter is to provide guidance on the issue and to assist you, a federal firearms licensee, that's an FFL, in complying with federal firearms laws and regulations. A number of states have passed legislation allowing under state law the use or possession of marijuana for medicinal purposes. And some of these states issue a card authorizing the holder to use or possess marijuana under state law. During a firearms transaction, a potential transferee may advise you that he or she is a user of medicinal marijuana or present a medical marijuana card as identification or proof of residency. As you know, federal law 18 U.S.C. 922 G3 prohibits any person who is an unlawful user of or addicted to any controlled substance as defined in Section 102 of the Controlled Substances Act from shipping, transporting, receiving, or possessing firearms or ammunition. Marijuana is listed in the Controlled Substances Act as a Schedule 1 controlled substance, and there are no exceptions in federal law for marijuana purportedly used for medicinal purposes, even if such is sanctioned by state law. Further, federal law 18 U.S.C. 922 makes it unlawful for any person to sell or otherwise dispose of any firearm or ammunition to any person knowing or having reasonable cause to believe that such person is an unlawful user of or addicted to controlled substance. As provided, an inference or current use may be drawn from evidence of a recent use or possession of a controlled substance or a pattern of use or possession that reasonably covers the present time. Therefore, any person who uses or is addicted to marijuana, regardless of whether his or her state has passed legislation authorizing marijuana use for medicinal purposes, is an unlawful user of or addicted to a controlled substance and is prohibited by federal law from possessing firearms or ammunition. Such person should answer yes to question 11E on ATF form 4473. That's the NICS check. I won't read the rest. You get the rest. Andy, do you ever get questions, or have you ever talked about it on your program, The Great Voice of Reason on KQAM, about medicinal marijuana and gun use?
Oh, Mark, this is bread and butter here. Remember, First off, I'm 29 years old, so I'm part of that millennial generation that loves their marijuana. Second off, I just moved from the state of Colorado where it was legalized, and that's one of the reasons why I left there and went to Kansas. It's a huge thing. Now, I was not aware of the ATF's law, which, I mean, it makes common sense at the federal level from what you just read there, but a lot of states are beginning to go state by state on their regulations, and coming from my generation, I almost see it as the movement to be able to begin to take away guns in the long term from the young generation. For example, in the state of Arizona, if you apply for a green card for the medicinal marijuana in Arizona, you are not allowed to be a concealed carry holder. So therefore, that falls right in line with the federal level there. So in the long term, if you go to my generation, the millennials there, and you ask them, hey, what would you prefer to have? Would you prefer to be able to purchase a gun or be able to smoke your doobie? Do you know what they're going to choose? And then you can see how many guns are going to be on the decline in sales across the country.
Neil McCabe, off of what Andy just said, great information, by the way, Andy. Neil, we have kind of skirted around that issue. It's not something that really came up a lot, but I think we've talked about it on previous roundtables before. Let's make this very clear. When your state passes a law that says, oh, it's okay, weed's okay, that state is in violation of federal law. It's no different than a sanctuary city. I believe if a mayor is harboring illegal criminals in violation of federal law, that mayor ought to be locked up and put away. Neil, what's the difference?
Well, there's no difference, Mark, and I'm certainly sympathetic to the young people who need a little doobage now and again, but I'm against this whole wave of integrating marijuana into our society. I think American competitiveness, American national and economic security, certainly does not need more marijuana. And, you know, I think I speak for a lot of parents who have kids who are taking SATs or trying to do well in school, and the idea that there's more marijuana floating around, it's got to make parents crazy to think that their kids will be caught up in it, and it's a lie to say that the kids aren't going to find it. As it comes to gun rights, I got to tell you, if a blind guy is allowed to have a gun, I don't know why somebody who smokes marijuana can't defend himself. It's like, what are you supposed to do? It's the same thing. You know,
I'm not going to sit here and I'm debating it. Really, it's not open for debate. It simply is not open for discussion. We're simply letting you know what the federal what it says. This is what it says. So when you live in these states, and I know it's a question, I've seen it before. I don't get a lot of emails to that effect, but I have. Mark, can you explain what happens here? Am I in violation if I have this, if I have that? The answer to that question is yes, you are, because marijuana is a violation of federal law. It is, and those laws have not been changed. What would have to happen, Neil, and you can explain this because we're going to start talking about the halls of Congress next with you, and we'll get some commentary from Andy on some of the things you tell us, but federal legislation would have to change before that were the case, wouldn't it? Wouldn't there have to be it have to go through Congress, right? Take an act of Congress.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's an old phrase that they used in the Reagan administration, and I think it's still true. It's always been true, is people are policy.
10 seconds. There you go.
People are policy.
When we come back, Neil.
The Attorney General is going to enforce that law. It's Jeff Sessions.
Neil McCabe and Andy Hoosier, when we come back right after this, the roundtable continues. Armed American Radio from the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
All right, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Man, I can't believe it. I told you, the time flies. The time flies. Two segments left in this broadcast. We're going to go right back to Neil McKay before we go back to Andy Hoosier. Neil, welcome back to the program. You're BigLeaguePolitics.com, BigLeaguePolitics.com. Is that the right site? Am I giving the right site? It is?
You're right on it, man.
I love saying it, brother. I love saying it. Maki hits. BigLeaguePolitics.com. Okay, Neil, what's happening inside the Beltway? Is there any movement? And my listeners want to know this. Any movement at all on national reciprocity? When can we expect to see something, or are they focused completely on taxes between now and the end of the year?
There's no movement. And to quote the great Harvey Korman from High Anxiety, it'll be once in a full moon when that thing passes Speaker Ryan's Congress. I really think they're going to put the kibosh on the whole thing through the whole session.
Are you kidding me? The 2018 midterms you're talking about?
You know, we've talked before that the word that was given to people in the House and Senate was that the NRA was going to hold off on things until August of 2018, when they were going to gin up the issue for fundraising and mobilization of volunteers, but going into the midterms in November. But, you know, I just don't have a lot of hope for this session right now. I mean, Paul Ryan is incapable of leading and moving things, and I don't mean that because he's like a liberal or a conservative. I just mean that things just don't move. Like the legislation and the gears just don't turn the way they have under other leaders. And so, you know, the idea that something like this would move is really not going to happen. Now, I did talk to our good friend Dick Heller from the Heller Supreme Court decision. He told me he's going to be meeting with people on the Hill this week in the Second Amendment caucus on Capitol Hill to try to get a feel for things. But what he related to me was that Speaker Ryan is concerned about certain congressmen who will have a tough reelection campaign, and so he doesn't want to have an embarrassing gun vote for them, which is absolutely the wrong thinking, because we want to have Democrats forcing Democrats to take gun votes. Just like, you know, Gillespie, who lost in Virginia, he should have been talking about guns. He should have been running on guns. And they don't want to run on guns. They, frankly, they would rather lose than run on guns. And this is where we're at. This is the party we have.
We need these people on record, and if they figured it out, if Paul Ryan and the rest of those rhinos and swamp creatures had figured it out that if they run on a pro-gun agenda, they're going to win. Andy, what do you think about what you just heard?
Well, it's really no shocker. I mean, it makes absolute sense with what he was just saying, with what's going on in D.C. They don't want to, and here's my take on it. They think that if they move anywhere on reciprocity, if they move anywhere on any type of gun legislation, then it's another notch of success under President Donald Trump's belt. And with these establishment hacks that don't want Trump to succeed, then they're going to do whatever they can to stop any type of agenda. So he's there. They're not going to go anywhere. We need to be able to have a massive Republican outturn, a conservative outcome when it comes to midterms next year. We need to be successful in removing Mitch McConnell from Senate leadership. We need to work on trying to get Paul Ryan out of House leadership. And once we do some of that stuff, then we might be able to see some movements.
I couldn't agree more with what you just said and with your assessment of that. So I'm going to kick it back to you, Neil, inside Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
Is there a, if this is not, you know, the battleship has begun to turn, to use that analogy. It's begun to move. We're seeing that movement. Bannon's on top of this. He's all over this right now. How much time is it going to take?
Well, I think a great example is the bump stock, right? So, you know, just like the Republican leadership was backing the no-fly, no-buy, and it was the regular rank-and-file members in the House and Senate, people who are, like, listening to their constituents, who wouldn't let it move forward. Same thing with bump stocks. I mean, the Republican leadership and the NRA were all set to ban bump stocks, to offer this up to the altar of gun control, because if we just give them this one thing, they'll be happy and they'll stop. Well, the rank and file said, no, we're not going to do that. This is ridiculous. And, you know, we just don't want to get in the habit of restricting gun rights. And I think that comes from the people. That comes from the grassroots. That comes from the emails and the phone calls and the town meetings. That doesn't come from lobbyists, and it certainly doesn't come from leadership.
Andy.
You know what? To piggyback onto that, I will also say that even with the lack of inaction when it comes to reciprocity, we're still winning the argument. Mark, you and I talked about this last week right after the shooting there in Texas, is that we're still winning the argument. Yeah, after the bump stock in Las Vegas, have we had a conversation thereafter? I haven't heard anything. They might be trying something internal, but they dropped it. The NRA won in dropping that discussion. Whether it's the semi-automatics, whether it's the massive rounds of ammunition, we're winning because, you know, we have short attention spans, I guess, luckily for that discussion, but we're not talking about those anymore. And in fact, the states are still working on trying to get rid of gun-free zones around. So even with their lack of inaction, I still say that we see a positive light going on.
Oh, it's full of positives, and one of the things I want to talk with you about now is another great point, Andy. Michigan, when I was on the air on, I believe it was Friday, it was breaking, crawling across my screen on the One American News Network, which is real news, by the way. It's not just a bunch of opinion shows and lots of pretty skirts telling people what the American people think, but it's real news. This happened today, and then they go to the next story. That happened today. Real news. Anyway, I digress. Michigan Senate passed church carry. Neil, you're familiar with this. We are winning this. It's hard for us to hear that sometimes because the media gives us the glut of you know, anti-gun news on a, you know, all-day basis, and they never cover the stories we talk about here. If they did, everybody in America would know we were winning, and that's why they don't do it, because it doesn't fit their narrative. But, Neil, we're winning, right? I'm not, this is not just wishful thinking on my part. Give me some
love. No. And I think I sent you an article today. I don't know if you saw it from the Wall Street Journal.
I have it pulled up here. We're going to go into it in the next segment.
Yeah, and so what happens is the people are following, you know, natural human behavior. They're not following the left-wing script. And so what really happens after a spree shooting is people decide, you know what, I need a gun to protect myself and my family. And, you know, that's just the natural behavior that people, you know, it's like, and they may even tell the pollster something else. They may tell a reporter something else. But when a push comes to shove and people have an opportunity to, you know, whether sure. they're going to protect my family or not, what do you think they're going to do?
There's nary a human being out there, Andy Hoosier, that would defend or wouldn't defend the father who took a few shots to keep his 17-year-old daughter from being kidnapped. The media, but the way the media portrays things is far different than the reality of what actually is, because what actually is a good guy defends his family or his life with a firearm, or a woman defends her children or her family with a firearm. It makes no difference if that person is transgendered. It doesn't make any difference if that person is homosexual. It doesn't make any difference if that person is green, black, red, yellow, blue. It doesn't matter what country they come from. We're talking about a human right to defend somebody's life. And no one, not even a prosecutor, in a clear-cut case is going to go after, for example, the man who took the AR-15, Mr. Wilford, out, even if it were in Connecticut and he used that firearm to stop another 26 deaths. I dare say that man wouldn't be prosecuted, because everybody on the planet understands the basic human right. 20 seconds. Go ahead.
I would respond by Andy. Saying that you're absolutely right. I would respond by saying, you know, if they don't think that it's going to happen to them. They hear the news. They watch the movies. They never think it's going to happen to them. I don't know if you remember or not, but after the shooting at the gay bar from the Muslim down in Florida, then all of a sudden the same activists that hated guns before because it's a right-wing nutjob group are the same ones that are out buying guns, and they saw the LGBT community come out and start supporting the Second Amendment down in Florida. So you're right. When it's in that situation and they start seeing it in action in life, in real-life scenarios to themselves personally, then they change their mind pretty quickly.
Of course they do. And make no mistake, too, by the way, Piers Morgan was protected by armed security when he worked at CNN. Isn't that interesting? Back with Andy Hoosier and Neil McKay right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Owning a gun should not be intimidating, overwhelming, or confusing for you. It is your right. It should not be any of those things. That is why I have joined forces with the USCCA. Member number 32 out of over a quarter million now, growing every single day. Member number 32 here. I'm proud of that. Proud of that. But we're giving you the complete concealed carry and family defense guide, 100% free. Please get it, 164 pages of life-saving info. You're not going to find it anywhere else. It's a book. It's a full-color book with tons of different writers, the best and the best. You see them in various magazines, including Concealed Carry Magazine from USCCA. Many of them write for other publications, including American Handgunner, Guns and Ammo, Guns, all kinds of stuff. This is the real deal. Learn how to navigate through what you find confusing, including some confusing gun laws, or what kind of safe you need, how to store your gun safely, or how to train for real-life scenarios. I know, you're not the person that owns all the knee pads and the elbow pads and all the Kevlar stuff and doesn't have the real weird vest thing and all the khaki stuff, and you're not going to be kicking in anybody's doors, right? No, learn how to defend yourself in real-life scenarios, like when you're walking out of a Walmart late at night to your car. Learn what to look for. Learn what not to look for. Look where to sit in a restaurant. Learn how to sit, where to sit in a restaurant, where not to sit in a restaurant. Basic stuff like that, real life stuff. Survive the murky waters of the legal system if, God forbid, you ever find yourself in that situation. I hope you don't. But you get everything you need to know from the experts in one convenient place. It's at armedandresponsible.com right now. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. And I'm also giving you the home defense checklist for free. I did the audio version for you, so you can download it and take it with you and listen to it while you're out working, cutting the grass, doing whatever you're doing, barbecuing, chilling out, grilling hard. Yeah? And maybe certainly not watching football, right? Thank you very much. Armedandresponsible.com. All right. Let me go back to my guests, Andy Hoosier. Andy, let me start with you. KQAM, the voice of reason. Where can people hear you, brother?
Hey, every single one at KQAMradio.com, on the TuneIn app at KQAM, on Facebook, we got the Voice of Reason page. We do a Facebook Live there every single morning. So it's all over the interweb, my friend.
All over the interweb. Isn't that cool? The interweb. Neil McCabe from BigLeaguePolitics.com. Where else can people find you? Or is that where people need to go to get you?
That's where people need to go. And we also have a poll up showing that that Roy Moore is holding on to a short lead, 48-46 in Alabama against Doug Jones. And we have a lot of good articles at Big League Politics. We're having a lot of fun, and I think people are having fun reading it. I also do want to remind you, Mark, that O.J. Simpson was also number 32.
He was number 32, wasn't he? Yeah. He just got kicked out of a casino. He just got kicked out of the Cosmopolitan permanently.
Listen, the kid has issues, okay? He has issues.
And the kid, he definitely has issues. Neil, you sent me a link to a Wall Street Journal article today, which I had seen, and I when I got your link, that was my first opportunity to open it. You can imagine a ton of stuff coming at us. But this Sunday, some churchgoers may choose to pack guns with their Bibles. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. And they interview some parishioners. They interview a couple of pastors. Then they talk to some people down in Texas and Sutherland Springs, Texas, and some of the, well, those people are all gun owners. Okay, they all say the same thing. Man, church is the one place where I didn't want to have to take my gun. I have my concealed carry permit. I just didn't think I needed to take my gun. Then you hear the other person say, well, I think somebody in church definitely now should be armed. Maybe somebody strategic should be armed, but not everybody in a pew because, you know, somebody could take a gun and do something. Well, that's really a little bit of ignorance because somebody can take a gun and do something anyway, like they just did. This whole nonsense that people respect signs and respect the fact that this is a church. People need to be able to get that in. Anybody can take a gun and do anything. Nothing is stopping a bad guy because there's a sign there. If somebody wants to use a gun for nefarious intent, they're going to do it. All right, so people need to understand that. If you go to a big, giant mega church, they have armed security. Gee, I wonder why. Yeah, well, they do. And the smaller ones don't. You're the armed security. Learn how to conceal your carry. Learn how to effectively conceal your gun. Carry your gun and shut your trap. Andy, bad advice?
Not at all. And actually, you're right. I mean, after the shooting that happened down in Texas, the stories did come out to where they were asking for either security guards at the churches or even a pastor, I believe it was somewhere down South Georgia or Florida, somewhere down there, that said that he's going to be wearing his concealed carry while he's giving the sermon and encourages all of his congregation to do the same thing. So again, we've won the discussion. A shooting happens at a church. People are scared thinking that that was their one little safe haven going to actually practice religion without having to worry about a shooting. Now guess what? Now everybody wants to carry a gun in church.
And you shouldn't not be able to. Neil, I'm going to switch gears here because we're going to run out of time. I've got a audio here from USCCA's Kevin Michalowski, which I found today, which is great. Into the Fray series are wonderful. And I want you guys to comment on these statistics because I did not know this until I saw this video. Here it is from Kevin. We'll pop this up real quick. Let's unmute that right there, and let's hit this play button and see what we get. Take a listen to this, guys.
Hi, I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Do you train as much as the bad guys? A lot of times we fall into the trap of thinking that we're better trained than the bad guys. We've got our concealed carry permit, maybe we've been to a shooting school, and everything's going fine. But some recent FBI statistics show that the bad guys are training a heck of a lot more than us. Fully 40% of the criminals who have been involved in attacks against law enforcement officers have had formal firearms training. 40%. And of those people who've been involved in attacks on law enforcement officers, and this is based on FBI interviews of the people who've been captured after attacks on law enforcement officers, 80% said they practice regularly, at least 23 times or more each year. They have gone through some sort of firearms training or practice. That means these bad guys are training about every other week. So unless we're going to the range every week, we're not going to outpace them. And we don't have as much experience fighting as these bad guys do. Of the guys who have been involved in a fight with law enforcement officers, a gun battle with law enforcement officers, 40% had been in at least one gunfight prior to that. and 25% of those guys have been involved in 5 or more gunfights. Think about that. Not only do they have access to the same types of training that we have, they can buy all the same videos that we buy, and they can practice with them, but they're involved in actual gunfights because they're bad guys. That's what they do.
I'm going to stop it right there because we're going to run out of time. But, Neil, before we do, I want to ask you, did you know that? And does that surprise you? Get about 15 seconds, and then I'll go to Andy.
I did not know that. It does surprise me, and it scares the bejeebus out of me. It really ought to.
It ought to. And I'm glad you said that because I was going to go there. It ought to scare you, listener. It ought to scare you to death. Andy, does that shock you? Did you know that, and are you surprised by that?
I am surprised by that. I didn't know that either. And as you said, I mean, you're both right. It should scare us. At the same time, as you mentioned all the time, as long as we have a gun, we should be responsible with it. But it kind of takes it to a whole nother level there, because are you going up against just trying to defend your family, either in private or in public? Are you going up against someone who's seasonally, quote-unquote, trained by being in numerous different shootouts?
These are the bad guys. That's what they do. And I think the most important part of that whole deal was these guys have experience fighting that you don't, because the time they rob you isn't their first rodeo. Neil McKay, BigLeaguePolitics.com. Thank you, brother, for everything you do. Can't wait to talk to you next week. Andy Hoosier, you know we'll be talking soon. The Voice of Reason, KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker. Thank you, Andy, for everything you do and for sitting in for me from time to time when I need to be doing what I'm doing. Until we meet tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, guess what I'm going to tell you? Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your K without your club. Never, ever, ever find yourself in a gun-free zone. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to 1of4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.